Morning Watch. Being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 7. The Lord being with our spirit to be our empowering grace, enabling us to minister the healthy teaching of God's eternal economy, speaking with healthy words of the grace of life for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. Monday, related verses. 2 Timothy 1, verse 6. For which cause I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. 2 Timothy 2, verse 2. In the things which you have heard from me through many witnesses, these commit to faithful men who will be competent to teach others also. 2 Timothy 4, verse 22. The Lord be with your spirit, grace be with you. 1 Timothy 1, verses 3 through 4 and 10. Even as I exhorted you when I was going into Macedonia to remain in Ephesus, in order that you might charge certain ones not to teach different things, nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies, which produce questionings rather than God's economy, which is in faith. Verse 10. For fornicators, homosexuals, kidnappers, liars, perjurers, and whatever other thing that is opposed to the healthy teaching. 1 Timothy 6, verse 3. If anyone teaches different things and does not consent to healthy words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the teaching which is according to godliness. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ might tabernacle over me. Ephesians 4, verse 16. Out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Revelations 22, verse 21. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. Related reading. 2 Timothy 4, verse 22 says, the Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. You have to join or combine this point with fanning the teaching spirit into flame and being empowered in the grace. This verse combines those two verses. In these verses, the main items are our spirit and grace. 2 Timothy, which gives instruction on how to confront the degradation of the church, strongly stresses our spirit. In the beginning, it emphasizes that a strong, loving, and sound spirit has been given to us, by which we can fan the gift of God into flame and suffer evil with the gospel according to the power of God and the Lord's life-imparting grace. In the conclusion, it blesses us with the emphasis of the Lord being with our spirit so that we may enjoy him as grace to stand against the downward current of the church's decline and to carry out God's economy through his indwelling spirit and equipping word. In the grievous days during the worsening degradation of the church, what is needed is the eternal grace of God, which was given to us in eternity and is appropriated by us in this age. This grace, which is in the indestructible life, is nothing less than Christ the Son of God, who is the very embodiment of the divine life, dwelling and living in our spirit. We need to exercise the Spirit to enjoy the riches of Christ as a sufficient grace. Thus we may live Him as our godliness for the building up of the church, as a testimony of Christ, bearing all the divine realities according to God's economy. If we do not experience the Lord's being with our spirit, and therefore lose the presence of grace, that is the degradation of the church. Our highest enjoyment and experience are that our Lord is with our spirit. The Lord, who is the creator of heaven and earth, the sovereign Lord of all, is with our spirit. The Lord's being with us is not in our mind or our thoughts. He as a spirit is with our spirit. Over 30 years ago, I came to the United States with a specific burden, that is, to speak concerning the two spirits, the divine spirit and our human spirit. In those days, many American saints said that they never knew that man has a spirit. Now it is more common for Christians to refer to the human spirit. Recently, the Lord also has shown us that the secret of experiencing God's organic salvation lies in the Spirit with our spirit. Today, Christ is a spirit, and if we want to experience and enjoy Him, we must be in our spirit. I can testify that according to my age, without the Spirit's being with my spirit, I could not bear the burden of the Lord's recovery and the churches. Some have advised me to not have so many activities, but I thank and praise the Lord that it is the Lord as a spirit with me who enables me to have such activities. As soon as I rise from bed, I say, O Lord, I rise with you. The moment I touch the floor, I say, O Lord, not only do I walk by you, but I walk with you. You are holding me while I am walking. Thank the Lord, today the Lord is a spirit, and we can enjoy Him in the spirit. This is an exceedingly great blessing. To enjoy the Lord's spirit, being in our spirit, is to have grace with us. When this is lost, the degradation of the church is present.